There it is right there. CC Winans. Anybody want to pray with me?
This is WPEG. Concord, Charlotte, Gastonia, Rock Hill. Blazing. And home of No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse.
Fire up my soul.
We're Power 98.
We're Power 98.
Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B.
Power 98, WPEG. It's No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. Today's high is going to be right in the 95. 74 degrees on your way out the house this morning. And you know what time it is. It is time for hashtag Larry Mad. Hashtag Larry Mad on my Instagram page. I am No Limit Larry. Today has been brought to you by $2 Fridays at the White House. You already know it goes down each and every Friday night. Join myself and DJ Butterfingers along with Shine Time Management for $2 Fridays at the White House. 4809 Wilkinson Boulevard. All right. Today, Larry is mad at Akash. I am mad at Akash. That's all they called him. Akash from India. It was his birthday. And you know what? Akash from India, boy, he got one of the best birthday gifts a parent could ever give a child. They went out and bought this boy a brand new BMW M5. They dropped it off, wrapped it up in a bow, tied it up, and dropped it off at the front door. Whoa! He had a party. His friends came out there. And boy, they went out there and looked at the gift. And you would think this young man would have been elated. He would have been happy for his brand new BMW M5. Oh, no, not Akash, not Akash, Akash, whatever his name is, not him from India. He was perturbed. And you know what he did to the car? He put it in neutral. And him and his friends pushed the car in the river. In the words of Denzel Washington from Training Day, you fool. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Y'all seen the last scene in Training Day. What? You ungrateful little child. I would, well, listen, ain't no way. I don't care if I gave him a big wheel or a power wheel. You gonna push the gift that I bought you in the river because this is not the one you wanted? He didn't want an M5. He wanted a brand new Jaguar. That's why him and his friends pushed his car in the river, Unc. They pushed this car, brand new car in the river, and then his daddy was like, well, it's just going to be there because you're not getting anything else. So then him and his friends going to try to jump in there and save the car. Man, that's a BMW. Once they hit that water, it's over. I wish any one of my kids would, Unc. I don't care if I gave him a bicycle. You better take this bicycle and shut the hell up. Tell you that right now. I'm mad at this little boy, Jessica. I'm mad at him. I gave you a brand new, you know how much a brand new BMW costs?
I'm mad at
different lifestyle over there, Larry.
In India?
Yeah.
But you can't just, you can't just push a brand new BMW in the river, Jessica. I don't care what kind of lifestyle you live. You can't do that.
I'm mad the little boy wanted a damn Jaguar over a BMW.
Them new Jags is pretty nice.
That's the part that's upset me. You want the Jag over the BMW M5 Motorsport?
But the new Jag is pretty nice, though.
So, wait a minute. No limit. So, you siding with the little boy?
No, hell no. I'm mad because you should appreciate any gift your parents give you. They went out their way to please you and give you a nice gift for your 16th birthday.
It's all about gratitude.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
It's all about gratitude. So, you're exactly right.
Hit the hashtag, man. See what else I've been mad about. Hashtag Larry Mad. I am No Limit Larry. Coming up next, our next hashtag. Hashtag MH Great Debate. Find out what we're debating inside the madhouse. Right after this Cardi B press. Somebody need to press that little boy forehead against the cement. I don't condone it, but I understand. It's Power 98.
They back to request. They know how I'm coming. We're coming to flesh. Yes,
Power 98 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B is No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. And y'all know what time it is!
That's right. It is time for your Madhouse Great Debate. You can follow the hashtag. Just use hashtag MH Great Debate. Today we're debating about who's the best mega preacher. Is it Louis Farrakhan? Is it Creflo Dollar? Is it Joel Osteen? Or is it T.D. Jakes? Those are your four choices. Out of those four, in your opinion, who is the best? Who you got, Unc?
Come on now. Come on now, nieces, pieces. I got an X on the end of my name. I'm going to go ahead and put my vote with Lewis. But they all bring different energy and some great energy.
Mm-hmm.
So if I have to pick, then I'm going to go with Louis Farrakhan.
I think this one is tough because I get Joel Osteen stuff every day in my email. And I read his inspirational messages in my email. And I read books from T.D.
Jakes.
I'm going to go with Joel. I'm going to go with Joel for this one.
You going with Joel?
I am. I'm going to go with Joel for this one. I enjoy his inspirational messages on a daily basis. They are really good, and a lot of them really hit home. And some of them, it's sort of like, all right, God sent this one specifically to me for the time, for the mood that I am in that moment. So I'm going to go with Joel for this one. Although, like you said, they're all really good.
Yeah, I used to love Joel until the hurricane hit Houston. And he wouldn't open
a lot of people hold that against him.
He wouldn't open that church for them people. Me and Joel, we fell out. A lot of people fell out against him. I still like him.
A lot of these pastors, you know, with the exception of T.D. Jakes, I don't know of any controversies surrounding him.
T.D. ain't really had too many controversies. But at Creflo, you know, they were mad at Creflo by the little plane. Creflo kind of
not a little plane.
I mean, you know, a little plane. You can't be mad at what God has bestowed on Creflo for him to spread his ministry across the world. Yeah. I like Creflo, but I think I'm going to roll with old school, man. It's between Joel and T.D.
Yeah, that's what it was for. Between.
But I'm going to roll with T.D. I'm going to go with T.D.
The Potter's House.
The Potter's House, man. Because T.D. bring it. And he talk. He walk up on you and put the word on your chest. He slamming on your chest, huh?
Do you know of any controversy surrounding T.D. Jakes?
You don't want me to talk about.
There you go.
The kind of controversy I know.
When Unc puts his index finger and his thumb finger together, it's about to get serious.
I won't be invited back if I talk about my controversy. Like I said, they all bring a different energy.
Yeah.
And they all, are... It's tough.
Yeah, and I like Farrakhan too. Don't get me wrong. I like Louis Farrakhan too, even though they banned him off Facebook. I like Louis because Farrakhan talked to us. Like, he talked directly to the African American community, and he definitely pushes us forward.
Do Joel talk to you?
Sometimes.
Joel got that $10 million crib, though. I ain't mad. Listen, hey, whatever you're doing, Joel, keep spreading the word, baby.
You cannot be mad at the blessings that the Lord has bestowed upon Joel.
He went over that church or that house with it.
Joel would let the people in. Joel, let the people in, man.
Joel said, I can't find nobody. None of the maintenance men can get here because it's flooded. So we can't. I don't have no keys. I don't have no keys for this.
Jessica, how do we vote?
You vote on our Instagram page. Just head on over there.
Let the people in, man.
At Hey Miss Jessica, at I Am No Limit Larry. Unc, you gonna post it?
I'm gonna post it.
What's your Instagram?
At Tone X Comedy.
At Tone X Comedy, or you can leave it on our voicemail, 704-227-8780.
No Limit.
Power 98 Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. It is 6:25 here in the Queen City. Time for us to check our Madhouse voicemail. You know, anything that you hear on the show, you can always chime in. If you can't get through on the phone lines, the voicemail is always open, 704-227-8780. Of course, we had a couple of shout outs, but yesterday we were talking about, for our 740 question, what holiday treat are you looking forward to making a comeback? Starbucks announced that their pumpkin spice latte is coming back earlier than usual. It's actually going to come out sometime in August. So we want to know what holiday treat you're looking forward to. Let's find out what Madhouse Nation is talking about.
Got something on your mind you want to let out?
Yeah, what?
Call the Madhouse voicemail.
What up? 704-227-8780.
Holla at your folks.
What do you have to say?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
I like the white Oreos. They come out around Christmas. I guess they call it the white fudge Oreos. That's what I like. They come out around Christmas time. Thank you.
I'm excited about cuffing season.
because I ain't got no man.
My favorite item would have to be when Bath & Body Works puts out their fall and winter collections. They have some pretty nice fragrances for each season.
Oh, Jessica, you are so right. I can't wait for that. The holiday season to come around through them big old peppermint sticks, the big old thick ones, you know, with that hook and that curve on the end, with them stripes. You know, them stripes kind of remind me of something else with them bangs down the top of it and that hook on the end. Remind me of one of them, a big old boomerang. I think I got one of them. Larry can tell you. I know Mr. Where the Hell can tell you. Your breakfast nut, too, it go along in his big bag. Oh!
Shut up, Toodles.
Yeah, Toodles, you took that.
It's going way you too, just, you're doing yeah. too much with your little nap.
I love you, Toodles. I actually hit Toodles up and said, we are missing you. Where have you been?
Yeah.
And then he came back with that. But I actually got a lot of responses on my Instagram page yesterday in regards to that 740 question. A lot of people said sweet potato pie.
A lot of people said
sweet potato pie.
They said them patty pies all, you know, in Walmart.
But it's, you know, like, I don't want to eat a sweet potato pie in March. I don't want to eat a sweet potato.
You bougie.
I don't. Do you want to eat a sweet potato pie in April?
I take some sweet potato pie, Miss Jessica. Like, that's sweet. Like, ain't pie like a year round thing?
I thought so.
Like, apple pie is a year round thing.
You bougie.
cherry pie is a year round thing. Ugh. Sweet potato pie comes in November to January.
Oh, Miss Jessica.
There's a timestamp on it.
She got pies as seasonal.
Yeah, pies are seasonal. Sweet potato pie is seasonal.
Okay.
What else you got on there?
What else did they say? Eggnog. People are looking forward to eggnog coming back.
We're looking.
Of course.
Peppermint and Andes.
Those are the candies. I heard of them. I don't really eat them like that. I think that's the one with the chocolate and the peppermint on it. I think those are the peppermint Andes, if I'm not mistaken.
Turkey.
Oh, yeah, turkey.
Somebody said a day off from work. That's what they're looking for.
If you're lucky.
That's what they're looking for. Is there a holiday treat that you're looking forward to, Uncle?
My mother turned Justice on to these little Debbie tree cakes.
The Christmas cakes. We were talking about those yesterday.
Yeah.
So every year when he sees them, and now in London sees them, it's like automatic. So that one right there.
You enjoy those?
I don't eat those.
Well, what do you eat during the holiday season? Like, it's specific. I said candy canes.
Yeah, to go with my pick for Mega Pasta.
There you go. Louis Farrakhan. Are you going to say Tree Bark?
I enjoy nice bean pie. Nice bean, slice.
Bean pies that year round?
Listen, I got two in the refrigerator right now. Straight up, nothing. I ain't even playing with you.
Okay, real talk, real quick. I've never had a bean pie.
Oh.
What is in a bean pie? Is it beans?
Listen, I'm a bring
is it
you.
Sweet?
You never bought one off from the guys that in the suits on the Islam Brothers?
No, I've never had a bean pie.
Hold on, Miss Jessica. First of all,
First
I'm
of
not
all,
gonna sit there and let you say
he's
it's
not
Islam.
Let you do that.
Islam. The Islam Brothers don't live.
Not
no,
let you do that.
Sound like a singer group. You heard that new one by the Islam Brothers? Miss Jessica, you like sweet potato pie?
Yes, I do like sweet potato pie.
Tastes just like a sweet potato pie.
It does.
I'm gonna bring you a slice. I'm gonna bring you a slice tomorrow.
Okay.
Trust me.
It's messing with my mind that it's beans. I'm sorry. It's like eating vegan food. Like, it's messing with my mind.
Wait.
It's No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse voicemail.
Everybody knows shot working is grinding. Working is grinding. Working is grinding. Everybody knows shot working is grinding.
Yep, yep. 641 here in the Queen City. It is a Working Woman Wednesday. Ladies, it is all about us, and we have a very special lady live in the Madhouse here to get your social media all together and also to tell you about a great program that she has going on right now. It is the Social Barber, Miss Season. She is here. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
Now, if you're not familiar with Season, let me tell you what she most recently did, which is really, really dope right here in the Charlotte area. She is the brainchild of the initiative to make sure that the students at East Mecklenburg were able to graduate. Mm-hmm. There were some students there that weren't able to pay their senior fees. And so she came out in the community. She reached out to a lot of people, and she was able to make sure she was able to raise funds to make sure that those seniors are able to graduate this school year and raise about how much money?
$5,000
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. It was actually closer to seven, and we were actually able to contribute to their anti-suicide campaign as well.
Let's go. You did this
through reaching out to people, but also through social media.
That's right. Anything that you want to do, you can do it through social media. I truly believe that, and that's why I'm so passionate about it, whether it's giving back, whether it's promoting your business. Whatever it is, you can accomplish it with social media. So I get excited about that.
So you actually quit your job.
I did.
And you started your own business. So tell us a little bit about that transition.
Right. So, I was in my cubicle land and, you know, I had it good. I want to admit, but it wasn't enough. I really felt like I had a gift. There were a lot of people in the beauty industry I noticed who really needed some more help to reach their customers. I really feel like they're artists and that I wanted to make sure that they were able to keep doing what they love. And so I have an online school. I teach classes and I work with a lot of people in the beauty industry to help them reach their target audience through social media.
Mm, that's a beautiful thing. You also do things such as like doing a canned food drive and giving back to the community as well.
Yes, I do. And it's really funny because before 7 years ago, I really hated social media. I hated when people tagged me on social media. And my husband is a barber and we own Headlines Barbershop. And that's how I got started because we were kind of going through a rough time with our shopping center and our landlord. And, we were really down about it. And I said, you know what, let's just have a food drive. Like, let's put positivity out there. Like, let's quit worrying about our own issues. And that's how it started. I found the power of social media. I saw our first food drive on the Hawaii News Now network online. And I was like, whoa, like, what is going on? Like, so that's when I got really excited and I started studying social media. And that's when I realized, like, there is a immense power here and I need to figure out how to use it. And that's how I actually really got started. And that's why I'm so committed to continuing to do the community service, because it gave me a whole new lifestyle. It gave me a passion. I was not passionate about my job in corporate America. Mm-hmm. I was good at it. I was not passionate, but I'm passionate about this and helping people reach their goals through social media.
So for the person that is interested in growing their social media base, growing that platform and things, what is the number one mistake that you see a lot of them making?
The number one mistake is inconsistency. Really? Mm-hmm. Yes. Like, even, I mean, whatever you do, even if you're not good, like, I want to encourage people to build the plane while they're flying it. So just keep doing it. You're going to get better over time, but you cannot disappear. Mm-hmm. I see too many people that don't post for 6 months or more at a time. And it's crazy. Like, you have a business. Like, this is free. Now it's free advertising. Like, you got to get your business out there. Everybody's looking for you on social media.
All right, we come back. We got more with Season. Charlotte's plug is Pot Out of Gate. Get up, ladies.
Today is for the lady. It's Working Women Wednesday on Power 98. Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B.
That's right. We have Miss Season here. She is the social barber talking about how to grow your social media. So what are the benefits for a business to really invest in their social media page? Why is that beneficial to them?
It's huge. A lot of people look for your social media page to be up to date. It's so much easier to update your social media page as opposed to your website. It's a lot quicker. It's more up to date. If you have enough followers on Instagram in particular, you can actually add links where people can swipe up. It's a great way to get leads for your email list because it's not about the followers. It's really about getting their emails.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All these algorithms out here, we got to be able to reach people we want to.
And that's constantly changing. That's
always changing, but people still check their email. Mm-hmm. People still check their email, but how did they get on your email list? It's from social media. That's how you connect with so many people. It's the biggest networking party going on right now. It's going on 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, all around the world. And your business should be there.
And if I'm a business and I'm just starting out, what should I start doing on social media immediately?
Immediately on social media, you should actually start sharing the benefits of your product and what problem that you're solving immediately. Mm. Not just pictures of clothes or your product. You know, get in front of that camera. Or even if you don't feel comfortable with looking into the camera, just start talking and sharing videos and talking about why your product solves a problem for your audience.
Mm, that makes a lot of sense.
So you do some videos and some classes online, yes, for people. How can people follow you and get that information?
Yes, everything. You can find me everywhere. I'm The Social Barber, and even thesocialbarber.com, everywhere you can find me. I make it consistent. I make it easy. I'm not hiding from you. Definitely, definitely. So good stuff. You can, anywhere on social media, The Social Barber, you can find me.
And you have your big canned food drive going on right now, still out there in the community, yes, along with your social media work. How can people support your canned food drive?
Yes. So we've got the 7th annual Charlotte Barber's Care Food Drive. It first started out at my barbershop, but now I'm blessed to have barbershops all over Charlotte. Just want to shout out Bennett's, Blensorial, Freshen Up, Headlines, Cut Masters, Overtons, Premier Grooming Lounge, Premier Grooming Academy, The Grooming Lounge, Touch of Precision, Universal Cuts, Exclusive Cuts, and also Hair Premier Barber Lounge. And I want to just highlight them, and I am so grateful for them for joining us. And they can actually donate online if they want. $1 equals 7 pounds of food. So we found, this is a pro tip since I've been doing this now for 7 years, it actually, we have bigger impact if you want to donate $1, $2. Like, we have a goal to get 10,000 pounds of food, mm-hmm, but we have a secondary goal to have at least 500 people donating, because, you know, we want to start like a wave of positivity. So we want more people to participate in giving back to the Charlotte community.
Yeah. All right. There it is. So if people want to donate, how can they do that?
They can, obviously, on my social media. You can go to my charlottebarberscare.com website, Charlotte Barbers Care, all of my social media, The Social Barber. I have the GoFundMe if you want to donate that way. Or you can go to any of these locations, including Premier Pharmacy and Wellness Center and Premium Direct Medical. You know, they are participating. You can actually donate there as well. And we're making it kind of fun because, you know, a competition. We love competition. So whatever barbershop it is that collects the most, we have some people that are giving them prizes like Booksy Inc., the Barberville Festival, and, of course, The Social Barber. So mm-hmm, we're going to have a little fun giving back.
All right. Thank you, Miss Season.
Thank you, Miss Season.
Coming up, man, Unk is filling in for Bourbon. He's got his thoughts today right after this Polo G, Lil Baby, and Gunna pop out. It's Charlotte's Plug. It's Power 98. Power 98, WPG, Charlotte's Plug for new hip-hop and R&B. Polo G, Lil Baby, Gunna pop out remix. And right about now, we usually get Bourbon's thoughts. But wait a minute, Uncle Handsome is in the building. And you know it's usually a Worship Wednesday inside the madhouse. Who we got doing the worship this morning?
It's me.
Is you, D?
I'm here.
DMX?
DMX.
You filling in for Pastor Real?
I'm doing my thing.
Oh, Lord.
Miss Jessica.
Good morning, Sharp. DMX.
No Limit.
What's up, DMX?
I heard you doing the Mega Pastors.
Yes, I've
been preaching since my first album. I tell you, the first sermon is dark and hell is hot.
Yes, sir.
But I got the top five dogs that black people have.
The top five dogs black people have?
Number five.
You would know, DMX, you would know.
I got them all.
Mm-hmm.
German Shepherd.
German Shepherd?
German Shepherd, number five, and their name is King.
The German Shepherd name is King?
All black people name their German Shepherd King.
I have a nephew named King.
He probably got ate by the German Shepherd.
Who his name came from? A German Shepherd on the block.
Named after a dog.
Number four.
Number four, what you got, DMX?
Rottweiler.
Yeah?
Rottweiler. Big head. Yeah. Rottweiler. Number three.
Number three, what you got?
Pitbull.
Number three is the Pitbull.
Pitbull.
That ain't number one.
Pitbull.
Pitbull, number three. Pitbull might be number one too, DMX.
They fall it out. They fall it out.
They fall it out.
They fall it out. Number two.
Mm-hmm.
Yorkie.
A Yorkie.
Yorkie.
A black people number two dog,
yes,
is a Yorkie.
Yes.
Especially in the ATL.
In the ATL?
Oh, God.
You going to do Atlanta like that this morning?
Number one.
Number what is the number one dog in the black community?
Mixed breed. mutt. We call it a mutt.
A mixed breed, dear man.
Pit bull mixed with German Shepherd. That's a German bull.
A German bull.
But very stop. Think about it.
What you thought? This
is WPEG Concord, Charlotte, Gastonia, Rock Hill, and home of No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse.
Fire my soul.
We're Power 98.
We're Power 98.
Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B.
No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse, man. We're gonna let y'all shine. It's Power 98. Power 98 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B is No Limit Larry and The Morning Madhouse. This time of the morning, man, we spread some positivity in a negative world. We let you shine. Somebody's doing something good in your life. You did something good in somebody's life. Let us hear. Let them shine or let yourself shine. Your kids doing well. Your mama doing well. Shout out to your daddy!
Let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Oh.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, who you letting shine this morning, bud?
Today, I am letting my daughter shine. It is her birthday. She turned 5 years old today. She started kindergarten on Monday, and she has been doing great.
Shine on me. Shine on me. Shine on me. Shine on me. Shine on me.
You're only missing one thing. What is the baby name?
Oh, her name is Ja'Kayla Kashari High.
All right, there you go. Ja'Kayla, going to shine this morning.
Power 98, good morning. Who you trying to let shine?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Everybody that's walking, talking, living, breathing, and shining, but especially my dad.
Shine on me. Shine on me. Shine on me.
Power 98, good morning. You got somebody you want to let shine?
Yeah, what's up, No Limit? It's Emmett from Shelltown. What's up with you?
What up, Emmett? How you doing?
I want to give Uncle Tony X a shout-out. He's been doing this thing for years, man. I just want to say, shine on Uncle Tony.
Shine on me. 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 Shine on me.
Power 98, who you going to let shine?
No, you was talking to Emmett.
Okay, Miss Jessica and Skip.
I did. I interrupted you.
But she looked at me though, like,
I'm sorry.
Don't mess this up.
I'm sorry.
Okay, so I'm just a guest.
You got somebody on your shine list, huh?
Yeah. You, Miss Jessica, Shark, The Morning Madhouse, for allowing me to come up and be a part of what y'all are doing. And I don't take that lightly, because this is a part of how you stay young. And I always loved your energy. And it's just like getting back on a bicycle.
Mm-hmm.
And I've always loved Miss Jessica's energy and the way Shark does his thing. So I just appreciate y'all allowing me to come up in your space and let me do my thing. So positive energy is positive energy. And I believe we can't get enough of it.
Mm-hmm.
So shine to y'all. Let y'all shine.
Shine on me. Shine on me. Shine on me.
We appreciate that. We ain't got no check for you, though.
What's going on, nosy neighbors? It's Miss Jessica, the girl next door. It's time for your nosy neighbor news for Wednesday, August 14th. Being brought to you by the Universe Soul Circus, the coolest show on earth, returns to the Queen City. It's the Universe Soul Circus, August 21st through September 2nd on the Eastland Mall lot, 5471 Central Avenue. Log on to power98fm.com for more details. The verdict in ASAP Rocky's trial in Sweden is going to be announced today. He won't have to be in Sweden for the verdict. You remember, Rocky spent about a month in prison for alleged assault. He has maintained his innocence and says that he acted in self-defense.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
is found guilty, he's going to have to return to Sweden. And if he doesn't go back, he will be considered a fugitive from the law. We'll see what happens. The video for Hot Girl Summer was almost a no-go. Police crashed Megan Thee Stallion's attempt to shoot her video last Friday in a neighborhood in L.A. Why? She didn't have the proper permits. Word is someone snitched on the Stallion, and the LAPD showed up, sending everyone packing, shutting down the production. No worries, though. Her team was able to lock down another location about 50 miles away, and they were able to finish the music video as planned. Roddy Ricch has some trouble on his hands. The rapper allegedly grabbed his girlfriend during a heated argument at his house on Sunday. He was arrested and booked for felony domestic violence and later released on a $50,000 bond. The alleged victim did not need medical attention. The NFL is looking to rebrand, and they want Jay-Z and Roc Nation to help. Word is Roc Nation is planning to hold a press conference today in New York to discuss the partnership. If it is true, Jay-Z is going to be responsible for managing the entertainment options for the NFL, including halftime of the Super Bowl. Looks like Uncle Sam might be looking for Mary J. Blige. Word is a lien was filed against the singer back in July for unpaid taxes from 2016 and 2017. She owes over $1 million. All right. This isn't Mary's first run-in with the tax people. She owed $3.4 million in unpaid taxes back in 2013. She defaulted on a bank loan in the amount of $2.2 million and $500,000 in late 2012. And 2013. Mike Tyson might have a habit. And Unc, you are exactly correct. The former heavyweight boxer revealed in a podcast that he smokes $40,000 worth of weed a month.
Hey. Who is this?
That's about 10 tons of weed. $40,000 in weed a month.
Mm.
Wow.
He got that weed farm. He got his own strain.
Yeah.
He's into it heavy.
Yeah.
He's smoking his own supply.
Happy birthday to Marseille Martin, Halle Berry, Princess Love, and Magic Johnson. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News.
Halle Berry, Leo?
I guess so.
Yeah, that's what's up. Hey, Halle, what's up, bud?
All right. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
Why not?
Listen, wrap it up. She just...
Jessica. Power 98. No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. Miss Jessica told you on the Nosy Neighbor News about her bestie, Jay-Z. Who did she say he was partnering with? What is he doing? And when is he doing his press conference? Who, what, and when with Jay-Z? What is he doing? Who is he doing it with? And when is the press conference? 570-WPEG. First call through, correct answer. You go on the Big Back Burbage Comedy Show. It's Charlotte's Plug. It's Pod 98.
At this very moment, thousands of people are listening to this commercial about how there's...
Hey, that station that you've been listening to for 32 years.
Power 98, baby.
The same station. You'll find your 740 question of the morning being brought to you by U.S. Auto Sales. Better vehicles, simple financing, all credit levels. You can stop by U.S. Auto Sales today and ride today. Log on to power98fm.com for more information. 740 question of the morning. We're talking about school. We're talking about the LGBTQ. Let's talk about it.
Let's talk about who? Let's talk about who? Let's talk about who? Let's talk about.
All right, so this story came out overnight that Illinois, they passed a bill called House Bill 246 that the LGBTQ history will be a requirement in the school curriculum, meaning in public schools, the teaching of history shall include all of the roles and contributions of lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender people in the history of this country and in the state of Illinois. Now, they're talking about approving this bill all across the United States. Madhouse Nation, you agree or disagree that this needs to be added to the history of school curriculum? With school, now, you know, just getting back in and it's about to start here in CMS, what do y'all think about this? Jess, what you got on it?
I'm a little
little torn on this one. I probably need to think on this one a little bit more. When I think about this, I think about the importance of teaching African American history in the school, right? There were major contributions that African Americans made to making this world what it is today.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that it is important to teach that to the students, to kids. So I would go back and I would think, you know, the people that are part of this group, and I don't want to get the letters wrong,
I give it
they
to you.
Probably feel the same way. Mm-hmm. And so they probably want, they probably made some great contributions to the way that this world is today. And they probably feel as if that should be taught in the schools too. When I was growing up, I was not taught African-American history in school. I didn't learn that until I got to college. And I was always sort of upset about it. When I talked to other kids, they were like, yeah, that was a regular course for me.
Mm-hmm.
So I get it. I get it, you know. I'm not too upset with it. If it's talking about these people and the major contributions that they have made to the world that we're living in today.
All right, 704-227-8780. Lee, you comment on our voicemail. Unc, what you got on it?
This is funny that you're talking about this, because let me show you how energy works. I was over here on my Twitter feed,
mm-hmm.
and this came up, and I had stopped to look at it because of the headline, and then you started talking about it. Mm-hmm. So I have to, you know, I have to get the information and I have to think it out before I could mm-hmm. let mm-hmm. you know how I feel about it. But there's a young lady that I follow. Her name is Exquisite. And this is what she said about it. She said, I'm a lesbian, and at this point, I feel like y'all forcing the LGBT community mm-hmm. on others.
Mm-hmm.
Being gay has turned into an agenda rather than it just being about love and freedom.
Mm.
Y'all don't even teach us about Black history, but y'all thought this would be a good idea.
Mm.
So.
Just looking at it on the surface. I think, you know, when you deal with students and you deal with what's going on in the world today, just looking at it on the surface, I think that it might be important to some of the students that are going to school, because some of the students identify with this. And, you know, some of the students have identity crisis, you know, starting as early as the sixth grade. And then, you know, moving through middle school and high school, a lot of them are bullied for what they are. And I think this is important for them. Just on the surface, not reading deep into the bill and what all it entails. I think this is very important to them, just like it's important for us as African Americans to be taught African American history. So on that surface, I think, you know, when you talk about moving into a new world, because Unc, you always say tradition to get you killed. I've heard you say this mm-hmm. a million times. So I think this is definitely outside of the tradition of schools, but I think it's good and it's needed. I think it's definitely needed, as well as like African American history is needed in schools. Mm-hmm. And I think you got to revive the whole thought process of school. I think, you know, I think this way of thinking is reviving the whole thought process of what is taught in schools. Because if we go back to the way we was taught and how we was taught, we're gonna be behind the eight ball when it comes to American and American children. So I think this is a start in the right direction.
I would be interested to see exactly what this curriculum looks like.
Yes, I
would too.
Exactly
what it is that they're teaching, who they're highlighting, what the contributions are.
And the way they're doing it.
Yeah, I would like to see that.
And then you go back to who is determining
mm-hmm.
the history.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That goes into this. Just mm-hmm. like who determines the history that you're quote unquote taught. Black history, mm-hmm. Black History Month. Well, who determines that? The same people who have been determining the information mm-hmm. that you learn since you went to school. So in this society, the way that it's moving, you can see how this is a convenient move, but all the way across the board, is it more educational
mm-hmm.
or is it more instructional?
I would really like to see it as an elective. Like, yeah, if it's an elective, right. I could...
I could definitely go with that. Let kids choose if they want to learn that information, or if they don't, they can do something else.
I agree with that, Miss Jessica. Hey, what do you think, Madhouse Nation? Hop up on our voicemail, 704-227-8780, 704-227-8780. Incog is live in the kitchen up next.
Summer block parties have been taking over your city with music artists. And the last block party will be coming August 17th. We're invading the campus of JCSU for the last block party. You won't believe who we've got to close out the block party series. Baby, won't you come my way? So roll with the plug all summer. Power 98. Power 98.
You always got to keep it locked into the plug, man. That's what we do. We keep you in the know of what's going on. Coming up, we got breaking news in the ASAP Rocky verdict. We got that on the way, but right now we got to get this winner. 598 WPNG, good morning.
Good morning. Hey, I was calling because Sydney ain't supposed to call in when you hear Rihanna needed me.
You were supposed to call in when you hear Rihanna needed me.
Okay.
You got it, baby. You called number nine. We're going to hook you up with that brand new Rick Ross album. You got it. It's called A Port of Miami 2. All I need to know is what station putting you in there with that album.
All right. Oh, I'm sorry. Power 98.
Straight like that. The same station that's giving you breaking news right now.
All right. So, you know, I was telling you earlier today in the Nosy Neighbor News that ASAP Rocky's verdict was going to come down today. I am hearing reports that it has come down and ASAP Rocky was found guilty.
Oh, wow.
He was found guilty. He's been given a suspended sentence, which means that he will not have to serve any jail time, but he is going to have to pay the victim a fine. That is what I'm hearing right now.
Wow.
That's coming down. ASAP Rocky's verdict. He has been found guilty, but he will not have to serve any jail time. He will have to pay the victim a fine. That's what I'm hearing right now.
Do you feel like he was bamboozled in this case?
Definitely feel like he was bamboozled. Definitely feel like he was going to, even though, you know, I was telling you in Sweden, the law states that if you wrongfully convict someone, that they have to pay that person back the money that they lost during the time that they were locked up. And ASAP Rocky said, listen, I don't want the money. Mm-hmm. I just don't want to be charged.
Right.
I knew that when I heard that law that they were going to find him guilty because he lost so much money while he was locked up for a month. Even though he said he didn't want the money back,
yeah,
they weren't going to risk that.
Wow.
They weren't going to risk that. And so I figured that he was going to be found guilty.
Even in Sweden.
And I think that this is definitely unfair, especially what's come out about this victim,
right,
seeing as he also has a record for being violent and he was arrested and charged and things like that. I think that this is, yeah, I definitely think that he was bamboozled. What about you?
You know, I think he was bamboozled because, I mean, like, clearly you could tell that this guy was, I mean, from watching the different videos and hearing different witness reports. And then when you reported about, you know, the guy's history, you could tell that this was a setup some type of way. And then you in the country, Juvenile said it best in a song. When you far away from your home, use an alien. Use an alien over there, brother. I don't know you like that. They don't care nothing about the ASAP brand or nothing like that over there in Sweden. So I definitely think he was railroaded. Just another case of a black man being railroaded.
That's what it is. Always a white man.
I didn't say the white man. I just said
a
black man being
railroaded.
You
said Sweden. You ever been to Sweden?
No, sir, I have not. I know you have. You've traveled a lot.
And I was the only one over there. Okay? I was the only one over there.
You were the only one over there?
In my shadow, it was two of us. Two of us walking around downtown Sweden.
I told y'all to leave them people alone, man, in that country. Leave them people country alone. They don't want y'all over there.
Man, listen. It's just sad all the way around.
It is. He got problems, man. ASAP Rocky. Jesse just reported that he has been convicted of suspended sentence.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm hearing. You know, I'm still waiting to see if I'm going to get 100% proof, but this is what we're hearing. Early reports are coming out that saying that he has been convicted. He has been found guilty, but he'll have a suspended sentence and he'll have to pay the victim a fine.
Power 98. I love bad, 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 bad. Power 98 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. If you missed it, breaking news on ASAP Rocky was what, Miss Jessica?
ASAP Rocky has been found guilty in that Sweden assault case that he was fighting.
He will not have to serve any jail time. It was suspended. He won't have to serve any jail time, but he will have to pay the alleged victim a fine. He was found guilty.
All right, coming up, man, we jumping off We Family Wednesday. Ladies, basketball in the city of Charlotte, is it possible for you to play? We're going to find out up next on We Family Wednesday. We got Charlotte Pro-Am in the building. It's Power 98.
No limit, Larry.
No limit, Larry in the morning, Madhouse. 8:34, 26 minutes away from 9 o'clock. High today is going to be right in the 95, 76 degrees in the Queen City. And yes, Charlotte, America, we hear so many times that we have nothing to do. The kids have nothing to do for the summer. They have nowhere to go. Well, enter the Charlotte Pro-Am Basketball Summer League. Absolutely free. Fun for the whole family. We have Mr. Brett Badgett in the building and Miss Christina. How y'all doing this morning?
Good, good. How are y'all?
Good, man. Good. So let's talk about the Pro-Am Summer League that has been in existence since when here in Charlotte, Mecklenburg County?
Since 2004. We've been around. We had Clarence Johnson, Corey Baker, and Jeff McGinnis.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, we know him as Touche around here. He's one of us. He helped start this thing in 2004 with the idea of getting some of these young kids out to see some of these professional basketball players up and close, up front and close.
And, you know, I've been involved with this probably since 2005. I've been involved with the Summer League. And the crazy thing about it is a lot of these guys go on to be big-name players like Steph Curry. Like, a lot of people may not know that Steph Curry actually played in the Pro-Am Summer League basketball here in Charlotte before he's now a major NBA star. Mm-hmm. I actually played with him on several other teams. So that's why I tell people it's very important for you to check out stuff like the Summer League to keep it going here in the city. So, Brett, tell Charlotte America why this is important to support.
Well, what we like to do is we like to get the youth involved, and we want them to come out. We want to keep them off the streets, have them something to do during the summer. They can come to these games free of charge. We have 30 days of actually basketball games, so they can come out free of charge, watch these professional athletes up close and personal, and get to meet them, which is something that they rarely get a chance to do. So it's a good thing, and we enjoy doing it for them.
Yeah, I enjoy it because it's you know, if you enjoy going to an NBA game or something like that, you get NBA action for free when you're out here at these games. So that is why I enjoy going to the Pro-Am games. But you all also have some great things that are going on this weekend, kicking off, I think, today. Tell Madhouse Nation about that.
Yes, well, our playoffs have started, and the playoffs are just crazy. You're talking about some talented guys out there. Everybody wants to win. You've got over 30 overseas professionals that come and play. These are guys and ladies that grew up here, played high school here, went off to college, and now playing overseas. They get to come home and play during the summer. They want to stay in shape, and it's highly, highly competitive. It's just the best basketball that you're going to see during the summer. It's a great thing.
What I love about it is the mentoring part. I think what a lot of people don't see that the Charlotte Pro-Am is bigger than just basketball. It's the mentoring part. Like, you know, you have the basketball camps, and then you have NBA players who come in and teach these young high schoolers, these young middle schoolers. Like you said, they come to the game. You got a chance to meet Anthony Morrow. You got a chance to meet Steph Curry. You got a chance to meet Touche and players like that. And you get the mentorship, like a big brother teaching you not only about basketball, but about how to navigate life, because a lot of these guys are going to college or are in college and they just don't know how to navigate the college life, because, you know, a lot of us grew up without fathers in the house or grew up without big brothers or people who didn't go to college. And for a lot of these kids, this is their first time going to college, and you get to meet other men who have been where you are going.
Correct. And these men and ladies, they take their time out to come out and talk to these kids. They want to play and keep their skills sharp, but they still take time to talk to these kids, show them the right way, show them what to do, show them what not to do. And it's really important to those kids. They really enjoy it. It really helps them out.
Now, it's Working Woman Wednesday, so we got to get the female aspect and perspective of what happens with the females at the Pro-Am.
Mm-hmm. I mean, the ladies' basketball, it's the best competition in Charlotte. We have players from all over. They come home from overseas. They're either just out of college, trying to find somewhere to play, keeps them in shape. A lot of us are moms, so this is just what we love to do.
Mm-hmm.
And we just want to stay in the game, and we just love the game. So it's still
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Keeps ladies active in it, being like a male dominant.
Mm-hmm. Why was it important? Because this is the only program in the city that has lady mm-hmm. basketball. So why was it important to involve the lady aspect with the Charlotte program?
I would say for our daughters. Mm-hmm. And I mean, we're powerful. So we should have our own division as well. I mean, I feel like we can do it just as good as the guys can do it. So.
And we're talking about some of the best players that are out mm-hmm. there that are playing right here in Charlotte. Who are some of them? Can y'all name some of them?
Well, for the girls, I would say Kira Gordon. She's a 1,000-point scorer at UNC Charlotte. We mm-hmm. have Akilah Mays, Christina Carter, Dree Nazario, Nikki Williams, Nye Hammond's overseas, Imani Watkins is overseas. But we have a list of all kinds of
nice.
Wow. players
from overseas.
So if I'm sitting in the car listening and I want to bring my kids out to a game, when can I come and why should I come?
Well, we got a playoff game starting tonight. The game's at 7:30, and we're at Northridge Middle School.
Right in the heart of the city.
Right in the heart. 7601 The Plaza is the address. So come and check out the games. Again, they're free of charge beginning at 7:30. You're going to see some amazing basketball action out there. And some of these overseas pros, I mean, it's just amazing. We've got guys and ladies that play in this pro-am that have the ability to be in the NBA.
Mm-hmm.
Jamie Skene, Zoe Coleman, Kenny Funderburk, just to name a few, Larry Blair, and some former overseas pros as well, Keith Gabriel, Emilio Parks, Wiley Petty, just an amazing amount of talent that comes out and plays hard, plays for these kids, and they're also involved in our community awareness events as well. So we appreciate all of them.
Speaking of the community awareness events, talk a little bit about some of the community awareness events that you do with the Charlotte Pro-Am.
Well, this coming Saturday, we're going to have our annual, we call it CAD, Cancer Awareness Day, Focus on Prevention and Early Detection.
Mm-hmm.
We've partnered with American Cancer Society, and they've given us a lot of information to give out, information on breast cancer, prostate cancer, all different types of cancer. And, of course, our theme is Focus on Prevention and Early Detection, so we want to get that information out to everyone. Information on mammograms, when should you have one?
Mm.
Just all that information is going to be there, and we're going to provide that information. We're asking everybody to wear purple.
On Saturday?
On Saturday.
Okay.
So purple hats, purple shoes, purple hair, anything purple, just bring it with you.
All
right. And we're going to have a lot of prizes and drawings for everybody that wears purple in support of Cancer Awareness Day.
Wow.
And speaking of the Summer League, I do have a team in the Summer League. I have since 2005, like I said, been a participant in it. My team is actually in the playoffs right now. We're in the playoffs. Tonight, 9:30, you can check out my squad. And I go Zen out there.
Are you playing or are you coaching?
I'm coaching. So during the season, I play, but in the playoffs, I strictly coach.
I thought it was the other way around. I thought during the season, you cool out, and then the playoffs,
I'm a better coach right now in this league than the playoffs. So.
No, you just got a different type of body now.
Them knees. He don't have right. no Megan Thee Stallion knees.
He good for sitting. He ain't all of that running and that. He's sitting.
He's okay. Running around here thinking that he got Megan Thee Stallion knees, and he does not.
Actually, I'm walking up and down the sideline. They keep telling me stay in my coach's box.
Triple doubles from the bench. That's what you do.
But in addition to Larry's team, I got a squad that's in there. I personally don't have them. But JCSU, my Golden Bulls,
they still enough.
Well, they came out strong. They came out strong last night. They had 15 deep.
Yeah.
They put up 100 points in that game last night.
They did.
Wow.
They mean business.
Yeah, they mean business. It's going to be some great action, man. Check it out tonight. And then the game's tonight, Saturday, and then Sunday, right?
Yes.
And then Sunday is actually Championship Sunday.
Sunday's Championship Sunday. Got lots of great things going on. We've got hot food. We got prizes, drawings, a lot of things for the kids. We actually have a time on Saturday and Sunday where it's not real structured. We just find some time and let the kids run around.
Yeah.
And then our pros go out and talk to them and show them a few things here and there, and they love it.
How do we get keep in contact with what's going on with the Summer League? What's the social media?
Yes, please follow at Pro-Am of Charlotte on Instagram, on Facebook, and our website is proamofcharlotte.com.
And if you want to get a team in next year, who do they contact? Because it kicks off in June every year.
Correct, correct. They can give us a call. The work office is number 704-430-2090. If you're going to be a new team, we've got about 15 teams on a waiting list now. So if you want to get involved next year, you might want to go ahead and give us a call.
And what are the ages for it?
The ages, we really don't have an age limit. Typically, we are made up of overseas pros, current and former college players, and some select high school players. Mm-hmm. If they're good enough to play on that level, they can play as well.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you, man. We appreciate it, man. Love the summer league here in the city. Coming up, we got Black Smart on the way and more of the music you like. It's Pod 88.
No limit. Lyric.
Traffic coming up.
Black Smart.
Okay, let's meet today's contestant.
Juan Montana.
There you go,
and Juan Montana.
How many keys you got?
Don't you 19. Do that.
19. Oh, he
asked. Juan, we're going to play Black Smart. We're going to give you three questions. If you can get two of the three questions correct, you're going to win. You're going to be Black Smart. If not, we're going to need your hood black card. All right?
All right.
What? Kick it off, Unc.
Okay. What does NAACP stand for?
That's a Jessica question, but go ahead.
Yeah, that's a Jessica question. Oh, man. It stands for NAACP.
Yeah, what does that stand for?
Man, hold on.
You can't Google it, man. Right. You can't Google it.
Put your phone down.
I ain't got no phone. I got a cigarette in my hand.
Okay. That's about right.
I know it's National African American.
Yeah, keep going.
Don't do it.
Keep going. You got it.
National African American. What's the C and the P?
Cops.
They belong.
Community.
Community, yep.
Patrol.
Patrol.
There you go.
That's it.
Put it all together.
Yeah.
Put it all together.
National American. African American.
Community
control.
Right.
No.
Y'all played me, huh?
No,
you did it to yourself.
No, we ain't playing
you. You did it to yourself.
I just,
you missed that one. You missed that one.
Don't do it.
Juan, you missed that one. You missed that one.
You need to phone a friend.
I think he got it that time. What'd you say, Juan?
Let him try again.
No, he's good with it.
Juan need to phone a friend.
Juan, all right, Jessica, what's your question? Get off the floor.
She's talking about y'all playing me.
Nah, it wasn't us, Juan.
Right, that cigarette.
It wasn't us.
He's trying again. Yeah.
What's the next question?
He's on the next question. Give him the question, Jessica.
All right,
DMX made an appearance in the madhouse this morning and told us about five dogs that black people have. I need you to tell me three of them. Three dogs that black people have.
Okay, Pitbull, Rottweiler, and German Shepherd.
All right.
He got that. He got that one. Well, keeping it on the dog and the DMX level, what do black people feed their dog?
Whatever we can give them. I mean, they eat house food. They eat pedigree. They eat whatever. Hey, keep it dog food.
Juan, you got it. You actually made a comeback. You got it, big dog. You won.
Juan dog got diabetes.
Juan got it. Juan, you made a comeback.
Sugar.
Juan, you are Black Smart. You're going to $2 Fridays this Friday at the White House. You please come in. I got a drink for you, okay?
Okay, I appreciate that.
Man, Juan, tell me what station made you Black Smart, man.
Man, 98.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.